now more with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome back. I'm very pleased to say we are joined here at the Federation for American Immigration Reform Conference, or Radio Row, more precisely, by Joe Guzzardi. He is the media director and senior writing fellow at Californians for Population Stabilization, a duty expert on the problems arising from immigration, well, impacts on states like that of California, of course. Joe, welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. It's great to have you with us to talk about kind of the microcosm that California represents for the larger problems of our country with respect to, we'll start with illegal immigration to begin with. Give us a sense, first of all, welcome. Glad to have you with us.
Thank you very much for having me as your guest.
Give us a sense of how you would characterize the magnitude and the nature of those problems.
The most effective and perhaps briefest way to describe what's going on in California is that Governor Jerry Brown is worse on immigration than President Barack Obama. So that should give you
listeners... Hard to imagine.
Yeah, it is hard to imagine, but nonetheless true. He has, within the last couple of years, signed into law a bill for driver's licenses for illegal immigrants, which previous governors have vetoed. He has passed the Trust Act, which is basically a protection against deportation from all but the most hardened criminals. He has passed...
So criminals, but just not hardened criminals, retained their presidency.
Right. DUIs and stuff like that don't count. He has passed a bill that amazingly would allow illegal immigrants to practice before the bar. And under consideration right now in the state legislature is a bill that would give illegal immigrants all of their medical care paid for. So that's where we are in California now. On the federal level, of course, President Obama has refused to enforce the borders. And for many, if not most, Mexican and Central American illegal immigrants, California is their first destination, and a lot of them stay in California once they get there because it's so welcoming to them.
Well, and I wanted to get at this point about the social safety net sort of becoming a magnet for people. If they can just get across the border, that they will make a point of tapping into the most generous of these social welfare benefit programs and so on. And I was unaware of this business about medical care.
That's new, but it's part of an ongoing pattern that just never ends in California. California has got a very well-formed, well-funded illegal alien lobby, and I feel completely safe in saying that nothing is ever enough. If they were to get the medical care benefits tomorrow, they would start pressing for something else, most likely voting rights.
Yeah. I thought that might be on the list that you were going to suggest that they will be offered. I gather that's actually happening in other parts of the country at the moment.
I think it's under consideration in a lot of places.
It's unbelievable.
Country, yeah.
It's absolutely unbelievable.
New York, I think, right?
I'm not sure where, but I did hear about it recently. Let me ask you, with respect to the problem that we're discussing of immigration's impact, it unfortunately is the case that it is not just illegal aliens who are coming into this country that are causing some of these difficulties, burdens on the taxpayer, safety issues, demographic changes that are having, well, not accidentally, I'm quite sure, political repercussions as well. But it's also legal immigration, and of particular concern is what's being done under the rubric of refugee status. Talk a little bit about how that looks from your perspective out in California.
In California, it's as it is nationwide, refugee status is a very grave problem. You know, people come across and they claim that they're fleeing fear of persecution or that they're dreamers or whatever. And it's all too easy to get refugee status, which comes with a full list of federal benefits. So that's a huge problem. On another level, but just as serious a problem, is the constant lobbying that goes on in D.C. for more H-1B visas. You know, you had Mark Zuckerberg and other big Silicon Valley types here all summer long demanding more H-1B visas. Well, those are legal immigrants who never return to their home countries. and raise families here, and all of that adds to California's population base in addition to displacing American workers. So I would like people in America, now that we're swinging into the presidential campaign, to remember that every time they hear a candidate say he wants more visas for this thing or that thing, what he's saying is, I want to bring more workers into the United States, which will make it tougher for Americans to get jobs.
Yeah. Our guest is Joe Gazzardi. He is the media director and senior writing fellow at Californians for Population Stabilization. Population stabilization, of course, is one of the things that would be very much in jeopardy as a result of this kind of influx. But in addition, talk a little bit more about what the employment impact is, Joe, on a state like California's, when you do have people being parachuted in, presumably with less generous wage arrangements than would be necessary to have Americans performing those kinds of jobs.
California has created basically two types of jobs in the last few months. Jobs in Silicon Valley, which require advanced degrees, or at least degrees in most cases. So that's okay if you're college educated or maybe have a master's degree. There have also been some people hired in the professional ranks in government, which also requires a degree. And all of the rest of job creation in California is in minimum wage, retail, restaurant services types of jobs. So the more people that come in with limited educations and limited skills, the worse it is for struggling Californians.
Yeah. How is the morale of the people in California responsible for trying to manage this, well, crisis, it seems to me it's fair to call it, both at the border itself, some of whom are obviously federal employees, but some of whom I imagine are also state, and those who have the responsibility for trying to administer to these people once they're here. Do you have any sense of that?
There's extreme frustration on the part of mainstream Californians for the refusal of the governor to speak out against continued illegal immigration, and for, in fact, to encourage it through the laws that he signed that I mentioned a little bit earlier. School teachers, for example, are completely overwhelmed. In California, in the K-12 system, we have about 1.5 million non-English speakers, 1.5 million non-English speakers in the school system. So what that means is the teacher, who already has plenty of responsibilities trying to cope with her normal students, has to somehow integrate non-English speakers into her lesson plan. So very frustrated. The border patrols, I've been to the border numerous times, and their hands are completely tied. You know, catch and release. That's the name of the game down in the border.
And to the extent that they have a responsibility to actually provide the physical safety of Americans, not just, you know, the security of the border itself, is there a concern on the part of those that you've interacted with that what they're actually being ordered to do now in terms of catch and release, or in terms of looking the other way, or actually, I'm told, in some cases, facilitating the forward progress of people coming across the border illegally, that in fact they're creating a public safety problem?
Well, that happened this summer. I mean, we saw on our nightly news shows illegal immigrants surrendering themselves to the Border Patrol, who then turned them over to Health and Human Services so that they could be reunited with their illegal immigrant families. Yes, they're deeply frustrated because they took the job with the hope that they would be able to protect the citizens of the United States and of the, particularly of the border states.
Not just the hope, I think, the sworn responsibility.
Yeah, right, exactly.
That's why they were doing
the
job.
They've been stripped of that.
Yeah. It's scandalous.
It is scandalous.
And what you're up against there in California is, unfortunately, as we're discussing here at the FAIR event, is endemic now across the United States. I appreciate tremendously what you're doing, Joe Gazzardi at the Californians for Population Stabilization, and I appreciate especially your spending a little bit of time to talk with
Thanks.
Us about it. Let's do it again soon.
Right. Well, my message briefly to your listeners would be to get involved immediately, because you don't want what may be going on in your state to end up being like California.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that's the trajectory we're all on. Joe Gazzardi, again, thank you
Thanks
so much
again,
for joining
very much
us. We'll
for
talk
having
with
me,
you
friend.
Soon.
go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.